This is episode number 2229 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, we know who wasn't at Britney Spears' wedding last week.
Right. Right.
Her money-grubbing family, of course.
Of course.
But
with a family like Britney's, who needs enemies? I'm just going to put that out there. Right?
But did you hear who was at her wedding?
No, I didn't.
Madonna.
Wow, Madonna.
Yep, that's who. Because, well, you know, they have a MTV history.
Do have an MTV history.
In fact, according to people,
yeah,
Britt and Midge, they recreated their iconic girl-on-girl full-on lips kiss that sent the straight world rocking back in 2003 on live TV during the VMAs.
God, has it been that long? 19 years, 2003. Wow. Since the kiss.
Yeah.
You know who was next to them on stage and missed out on a kiss? Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
Do you remember that in the VMAs? She's standing right next to Britney, and it's like Midge didn't give her a kiss. It's like, hey. I'd be a little, no wonder. I mean, I'd be a little jealous.
Well, let's see here. Now, other guests, Selena Gomez, Paris Hilton, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, wow.
And Britney's wedding dress designer, Donatella Versace.
Oh, wow.
Now,
well, you know, you design the dress, you get to go to the hoity-toity wedding. I think that's a great idea.
You better be able to.
Yeah.
Now, Britney did learn a thing or two from the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
What's that?
We're also hearing today that Britt has an ironclad prenup. Yep, that way, I think one thing said to where he doesn't get anything if they split.
Yeah, not
he doesn't
a damn
get her empire
thing.
If they split or something
not
like that.
Not a damn thing. Well, you know, didn't she get a little burned in the Federline divorce?
Yeah, I think
a
so.
A little bit. She's still got money. I mean, she's, for now.
Well, look at Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. They weren't together very long. At all.
At all.
So it just goes to show it always pays to have a great lawyer in your back pocket.
Yeah, no kidding.
Take that, Amber.
Take that, Amber. Gotta get yourself a good lawyer.
Who says today, or who was saying yesterday, I think it was, it wasn't fair.
Yeah, she's been saying that.
Well, now she's actually come out with a statement.
Look.
In person.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, look, Britney, you know, we wish her all the luck and the best in the world. Her life has been topsy-turvy the last decade and a half, and we hope for her all the best.
Well, her and this guy, they've been together for a while.
For a while, yeah.
So that's...
But he's younger than her, significantly younger than her. He's 12 years younger than she is. So.
Yeah, but they've been together for, I mean, it's been a hot minute. It's been
several
years.
He's only old enough to be her son's... older brother, much older brother, but certainly not old enough to be their stepdad. I just want to put that out there.
Jeez.
Age makes no difference? Sure it doesn't.
Well,
when
it's
your
too
kids
late.
Are calling your husband, hey, dude, let's go. They play the same video games. They listen to the same music. That's a little scary if you think about it.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
What's done is... What am I saying?
Done. It's too late now.
If they split now, it'll still beat the record of her Vegas wedding, I think.
Well, and of course,
maybe not.
To quote another famous May December relationship, Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore. You know, here Ashton was best buds with Demi's and Bruce's daughters. They're almost the same age, so you know.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
And look what happened.
Look what happened. Congratulations, Britney and Sam.
I must say,
yes,
I am not surprised.
Oh, okay.
Not one iota.
Not one iota.
Not even a tidbit.
Not even.
Not even a smidge.
Not even a smidge.
I hope Marilyn's dress was insured to the hilt.
Uh-oh.
Because a new report claims that Kim damaged it wearing it to the Met Gala last month.
No.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, no. She couldn't have. Oh, that's horrendous.
Not surprised.
Well, you wouldn't be.
So, in a new side-by-side photo with the dress pre-Kim, it appears that Kim's wide load
wide load.
Though 16 pounds lighter, but, you know.
Still a wide
the
load.
The artificial stuff doesn't, yeah. you know, lose. She was 16 pounds lighter than she was when she first tried on
the
dress.
Sure.
Oops. Still show signs of tearing at the seam.
Ew.
And even some missing crystals.
No. Not. So, didn't we read that she like wore something around, a stole or something
yeah,
around
she
her
did
waist?
Yeah, that white stole.
You know, to hide the fact that they had not been able to sew her into the dress.
Yeah.
Huh. Or zip it up or whatever.
It couldn't zip past her. Yeah. Nope.
Wow.
And if you see a side-by-side a photo of Kim's butt with Marilyn Monroe's butt, there's quite a size difference.
Yeah, that's true.
And that dress was made for Marilyn.
Yeah, no, it was.
I put this on Ripley's.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, they own it, so they can do whatever the hell they want with it. But it is a piece of Americana.
That's right.
Yeah, this is where, you know, Marilyn Monroe came out and sang to her boyfriend, President John F. Kennedy. Yeah, probably.
Happy birthday.
And Jackie looking on going like, I hate you, bitch. I hate you, bitch.
Well, the dress is back on display at Ripley's, Believe It or Not, Museum here in Hollywood.
Oh, we should go. Have you ever been?
Actually, I have not been.
Me either. We should go do that.
Actually, I'd like to
do that. That'd be fun. You know, it's the weird, the odd, the strange, Believe It or Not Museum. It's not like the Wax Museum. Madame Tussauds is across the street, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, right on Hollywood Boulevard, which I've never been to either. I've been to what used to be the Hollywood Wax Museum in Buena Park, which is nowhere near Hollywood.
But it's
not there anymore.
See, I was way out because I was thinking when they said that the dress came from Ripley's, I kept thinking it came from a wax figure.
Yeah, you would think so. Well, it's probably on a mannequin there. But I doubt it's on a wax figure.
But it's not on a Marilyn.
No.
Wax figure.
Well, the pictures that I've seen of it usually are just like a little white bodiced mannequin with no head. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, we need to do both, Ripley's and the Wax Museum.
Let's save up our box tops and let's go do a Hollywood adventure sometime. And we'll report back on the show.
All right. So this was no easy decision for Ripley's. However, Kim Kardashian has continued to show the utmost respect for this opportunity in historic garment.
That's
what Ripley said when they lent it to her.
Okay.
And they reported no damage to the garment when it was returned.
Okay. They said that there was nothing. Okay.
They said that.
Yeah, but this picture that somebody's gotten looks like it's a little something's gone on.
And if you just give it back, it's like, oh, here you go. And it's not, tucked in. And then upon inspection.
Upon inspection.
Oopsie.
Inspected by number 12.
Looks a little stretched back here.
Speaking of inspection, I'd like to say good morning to Halle Berry. I just wanted to point that out. Hi, Halle. We had time to say hi. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Anne.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.